Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies I'm Review. So I was Dead Lee, you know, I got my boy Ray with me, as always. We got Ways of Knowing by Navy Blue. What an album, man. First off, I want to say the meaning of the name of this album, as Navy described for us. He said the album means the ways of knowing that I don't know, remaining reachable to people and their ideas. There's always going to be a new experience that changes how you think about certain situations, different perspectives. So that's kind of the theme of this entire thing. I think it's a great way to start his Def Jam debut, as Ray let me know. What did you think about the album? Did it give you a new perspective on anything?
Well, we, you know, getting all that, I wanted to introduce, like, as far as like how much we've listened to Navy Blue. So how much did you check out Navy Blue before this project?
I've heard Navy Blue on features, particularly from Demagier and Overcast and Billy Woods, Arm & Hammer type stuff. That's basically all I've heard from him so far. I always knew that he had something as far as his wordsmithing and the bars that he made. He's very intentional with what he does. But I never heard him on something that was his own creative direction. So this is the first time. What about you, bro?
This is like my third or fourth project. I've heard him on features, like you said before, and found out that he worked on Earl Sweatshirt's I Don't Like Shit, I Don't Go Outside. Like, he worked on the art direction of that album, which is dope to see. But I really got introduced to him with Song of Sage post Panic. That was a really great album. Probably still my favorite. Another introspective album, and I love that with this one, he really focused on the family and the love aspect. He's always touched on that with songs, but with this one, like you're saying, with the title, Ways of Knowing, the album cover, because I think Navy Blue, like, people are like, who's Navy Blue sometimes, you know? And I feel like this was a good way to lay down the foundation of getting to know him and some of the struggles he's been through and what he's had to overcome to get where he's at, you know? Getting signed to Def Jam. People, yeah, obviously, you know, knowing the work he's put in, and it's dope to see.
He's relatable for sure. He made this project with the producer Budgie. He did say that he likes to get in with a producer, and once he makes a track or two with them, you know, he'll start making more and more. Get in there, get in with the producer. I love when artists do this. I love, you know, Freddie Gibbs, another one. Get in there with the producer, just start making some shit, and then hope that shit works out and it builds itself, right? So that's usually when we seem to get like some of the best albums out of these artists. So I was really excited about this. See, actually, Budgie has credits for a feature on one of these songs, to Fall in Love. I'm pretty sure they're working on the whole thing. So shout out Budgie. It is dope to see some recognition for Navy Blue. We gotta talk about him, because I'm just crazy.
He's dope.
He's next up right now. So tell me real quick, did this album change any perspectives for you? Anything you thought about when you was listening here and you was like, damn, I never thought about it that way?
I can relate to this album in a sense. It's a part of things where, like, sometimes you got to compartmentalize, right? And say, well, even though this is going on, I still have to hustle. I still have to do what I got to do. And I feel like this album, I learned that Navy Blue is kind of the same way. But he's also really good at letting his emotions out in a poetic format. And I think that's what he's best at. And he displays that on this album. Like, crazy. Like, I knew coming into this, that's why I was excited for it. And we let it sit because he's very lyrical. Like, it's damn near poetry what he's doing on most of these tracks. He even starts singing, way of rapping and also singing to let his emotions be heard. Because it is kind of monotone, but there is a little bit of emotion in there, especially when he really starts getting some of the topics, you know?
I mean, I'm going to keep bringing up this interview from Rolling Stone. He was talking about the singing as well, and he was saying, you know, sometimes I just like it when people who just want to sing, right? You know, I don't care how you sing. If you want to sing. Unless you're West Side Gunn, you can sing, bro. Like,
French Toast.
get them vocals off, man. Like, we love to hear it. I thought him and Kelly Moonstone was a really good pairing. The way that, you know, she picked up right where he left off, and she went in on that track. I think my favorite track,
Window to the Soul, right? Sorry, I wasn't trying to cut you off.
Yeah, Window to the Soul. That one is up there for me. So
yeah, that one came on right after Killswitch was my favorite, and that's the one I sent you. Like, we have to review this because it's something about the way he flows. And the way he lets the beat build up a little bit on that song, Killswitch, that got me. And then he follows up right with Window to the Soul, which was another highlight. It could be my favorite, but I think Killswitch got it. But that was a good back-to-back, like, bow, bow. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, he doesn't have a lot of features, but whenever he does get a feature, they add a lot to the track. They're helping. I like that different perspective, because life is about perspectives, right? I think Navy Blue is able to bring others in to share theirs while also helping add to his.
Favorite feature was not even a performer. It was one of his best friends, Steven Trailer. He got to put on the song Chosen. You heard the guy saying, you know, flash flood warning niggas. I thought this was originally like kind of like some famous Twitter comedian. I was like, who is this, bro? So I looked it up, and it's actually his best friend. He put him on there just because, you know, he's somebody who makes him laugh. Humor is a big thing for him. He just loves his friend so much, and his friend obviously has the utmost gratitude for him too. So, you know, I just thought that was heart touching. Yeah. I like that, you know, he brought people on here, people that are important to him, that mean something, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you're not just getting names, right? You're getting people that will contribute to something that you're doing. So I thought that was really genuine and really cool.
He mentions on the album that he also hangs around, says Yasin Bey and I think Dave Chappelle. So obviously, yeah, he likes to hang around people who, you know, are humorous and make light of negative situations. Sometimes you got to like feel yourself even when you're going through it. This is a grown rap album. Growing up and getting older and losing important people and knowing how to move on from that, I think it's a really important topic. And that's why we almost let this one slip by, but I was like, we can't do that. He talks about too much stuff on here that's like, wow, I wish more rappers did that. And the way he does it is
talking about moving on from important people in his life, you know, passing away and stuff. I've had one grandfather pass away. I'm lucky to have the father of my mother still alive. You know, he's talking about how that's such an important thing to him on Pillars. I do have a great reverence and a lot of love for my mother. So obviously, I get very sentimental about her father and her mother as well. So it was really touching, bro. Him bring that up and just being able to put into words what a lot of people can't for themselves, you know, is so powerful.
Yeah.
And it's really talking about you wish more people do it because it's needed. You need people to help you grasp with these abstract, you know, shouldn't happen type concepts. Huh? He says on Shadow Shield too, you know, people getting buried like every day, man. Shit is real, bro. I'm feeling for him.
It almost feels like we're in a therapy session and he's kind of, or we're a friend. Nah, actually, fuck that. Fuck a therapy session. We're a friend. And we're listening to him talk about what's been going on and kind of how he's been dealing with it. I think that him having the cover of him on the cover and really, you know, touching on that topic, like you said, with Pillars, I think that was such a crucial track because, you know, those are pillars, you know, those are the foundation that kind of help raise your parents. And when you lose them, you have to carry on their legacy. I mean, your parents obviously are too. And you also got to continue to grow from the foundation and don't let those things that you learn be lost in time because those people got lost. You know, you still have to, you know, continue to be an outstanding man. I think that's why this album's kind of all over the place with certain things as well too. Like he's singing on The One and some of the songs I believe are like short. One track or two tracks that were like short and then he goes and switches it up and then starts talking about some other stuff, right? And it's like when you're going through things, when things are hitting you, things go real quick. They keep rolling. You don't have time sometimes to just keep feeling whatever you're feeling. You gotta.
I think that the album being 37 minutes, we always talk about, you know, the album just being a certain length. Why is it important? Why is it important that an album is 37 minutes? It's because you can do stuff like this, bro. You can make a track that is 1 minute and you can put it in between 2-3 minute tracks, right? And you just have this total tone shift in this one track and it just completely changes, you know, the emotion, what you're riding through, the momentum is completely different. You know, it's just the ability as an artist to, you know, pivot and take a different artistic direction that's just as cool as the last one is something that's really impressive. So I totally agree. And you know, just having the shorter timeline on the entire album makes those moments that much more crucial. It's like, you know, Steph getting in crunch time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Last 3 minutes of the game, bro. You know, that's what everybody's looking at, you know, and it helps people like fixate on the details and stuff. So I thought it was really dope. And we still had to take a month for this shit, man. We still had to take a month to digest all this. Like, cause I was like, God damn, he talking about real shit.
It was a hard listen to get into, even as someone who checked out his other projects, because recently, this kind of reminded me of listening to music during the pandemic where you just had to sit and you had the time to listen to music and get really introspective. Kind of brought me back to that. And I think that's a good thing. As far as all the other albums that came out this year, this was a enjoyable listen over time because it took time to grow on me and the reward for, you know, sticking with it was an album that no one else has done this year. This was special. I think it's definitely going to be in my top 10 just because the fact that he did this as his first Def Jam album, I think this is a great major debut and I hope you know, people are checking this out. Like, don't let this pass by and just be like, oh, it's another Navy Blue album. Like, this deserves a lot of streams. This deserves a lot of numbers. It's not that I was surprised. I like his music, but coming from his other projects, it just was like, you're not slipping up at all. And you're also not doing the same thing. So I got to give him his props, even though like some people might think, oh, like he's rapping like this person, or oh, he's super monotone. Like, nah, there's passion here. This is something else.
The sample work is crazy. You know, the flow, the songwriting. He was saying that some of these tracks were like pretty old, and you know, he just had to come back to them, give them a new perspective, right? Flesh them out a little bit and just kind of worked, put them all together. Same producer, right? So sometimes it just works like that, man. He works some magic on this one. I'm not gonna lie. This is a great album. I'm totally entranced the entire time I'm hearing it. Basically my commute time, so it's perfect for me. I cannot say enough about how good this album is. You were saying it's gonna be in your top 10 at the end of the year. And I'm probably going to have to join you in saying that it's going to make it. It's a standalone album. It stands out amongst his peers right now. Nobody's really touching this. So
shout out to Def Jam for signing him and keeping talent. At least they're trying to sign someone who's trying to do something different and be introspective. You know, we complain about that. We say the mainstream isn't doing that. Now, is this a mainstream album per se, where like it's, you know, on the radio and everything? No, but at least it has major label support. And that's good to see as well. Because I want to see more artists have a chance, have a shot to try, you know, to put out music like this and have it get pushed. You know,
yeah.
That's important.
It should be mainstream, though, you know, like we talking about. This is like, if you are around our age group, I guarantee you every single one of us is going through this. And if you are above that age group, I guarantee you've had some perspective where you can see some stuff like this. And if you were under the age group, you can learn a thing or two from something like this, bro. Like, this is the music that you want to put out to the people. By definition, I would call Navy Blue a conscious rapper, because he's just, he is so conscious of what he is saying at all times. And the message that he puts out to people, I genuinely feel like he thinks people need to hear what he's saying.
I understand that sometimes it can be moody. I mean, he is called Navy Blue for a reason. I kind of blue. It is kind of, I wouldn't say gloomy, because there is hope on his records. There is always overcoming what he's going through. It's never like, oh, I just gave up and I'm just sitting here. And that's why I respect it, you know? And I think it is needed. You know, music isn't always there to make you feel happy. Sometimes it's there to make you sit, chill, relax, and think, or make you chill and reflect on things. It can help with that. And I think this album is, that's the purpose. Like you're saying, everyone might have been through this, but not everyone wants to hear that. It can hurt. I think for some people, this might be a very emotional album, because it does talk about things, especially if you lost people. You might be like, damn, that might be how you felt at that time or how you're feeling now. And sometimes people try to just move forward and not look back, but to learn you have to. And I think that's why it's so great to hear him talk about this, because it's almost like he's learned and he's trying to give you game. You know how we say rappers give you game on how to get rich and how to get hoes and all that? Well, he's giving you game on how to emotionally reflect and emotionally grow up and say, you know what, I've been through these things, what can I take from that? Instead of being like, well, fuck it, I'm just going to go waste my money and talk about bullshit. And I'm supporting it, recommend it. You have to stream this if you got time, especially if you're into lyrical rap, if you're into, you know, chill, even if you want to just chill and do your thing and have this in the background. I think it fits with that, too. You know, so, well, like he says, it's hard for a black man. I think he said that on Post Sage. You know, as a black man, I feel like we go through things all the time, but you got to be happy. You got to always keep going. So, and he puts that into words perfectly.
The compartmentalizing, like you were talking about, for sure. It's hard to do, but it's something that a lot of us have to go through every day. Pack it up, keep moving.
Don't just put this on one time and then, you know, move on from it. You gotta sit with it. You gotta spend the time and listen. Get your headphones on. I know you like to slap things in the car. We love to slap things on the speaker. But for me, when I got most enjoyment out of this with my headphones on, doing something, and I just need something in the background to motivate me or to kind of like get my mind going, get my head going. You know what I'm saying?
You was talking about being sad. He's kind of monotone and stuff, right? And I feel like the way that I got into this album was like he was flowing on a lot of these tracks. Like, you know, we're talking about just lyrical content, but like he was flowing on these tracks, bro.
That's why I like Killswitch so much. He was flowing on that one.
It was something to behold, for sure. So that's really how I got into it. It was more, you know, we were talking about Boldy. I really fuck with Boldy. Boldy's got that same, like, you know, monotone. It's like killer instinct when he's rapping, right? Navy's got the same shit. When he goes in, he's going in. He's like locked in the zone. So it's really something that drew me into the project initially, and then, you know, the more you listen, the more you pick up from the lyrics, you're just getting gems. An album that gets better with each listen. Do not give it one listen. Do not give it two. Give it five. Give it 10. I'm at 20 probably right now. You know, I'm deep.
We ain't too deep at this point.
For real. So with that being said, thank y'all so much. Make sure y'all stream, of course. Navy Blue, shout out to you, bro. This is a great debut. I'm sure that we're going to get so much more from you over the years. Want more features. Thank y'all so much. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, turn on notifications. Try to be that first commenter down there. Help us out, man. It's the algorithm. Really appreciate it. Want more people to listen to this. Want more people to be a part of the community. So thank y'all so much.
Yep. Navy Blue, if you're watching, keep the albums coming. I want more. These are dope. I was waiting on this one as soon as I heard it was coming out. And then when I heard Def Jam was behind it, I was like, oh, yeah. Because that means more funding, hopefully. I got everything I wanted. And thank you for that.
That check came in, bro.
Yep, that check cleared, and he cashed it out. He deserves every penny.
That album cover was a moving GIF on Apple Music. I know you've seen it, bro.
Everything. He has the animation. We love seeing the upgrade. Keep them coming, man. With that being said, peace.